1027.
Taxpayers are waiting for government to deliver on its many promises to solve our ongoing traffic light crisis. For months now, we've been at the mercy of vagrants directing us through intersections illegally, with very little tangible action from those paid to keep the traffic moving here in Gauteng. Hot 1027's Tara Penny takes a look.
It is honestly a disaster. My route has gone from 35 to 40 minutes to an hour, hour and a half easily, doing exact same route at the exact same time. It's a total stuff up.
I think it's shameful. It's pitiful. It's been going on for such a long time.
Joburgers are fed up with empty promises, missed deadlines and excuses.
Where are our traffic officers?
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse is keeping close tabs on our traffic crisis. CEO Wayne Duvenage is warning the Gauteng government is not playing open cards with us.
They're just not doing their job, not even getting tenders. They don't have poles, we believe, inside their storerooms. They don't have traffic lights. I mean, this is a dire situation. Why is that? How do we get to this situation?
Lesiba Mpia is the spokesperson for the Provincial Department of Roads and Transport. We met up with him at a particularly shambolic intersection to try and find out why our traffic lights are still not working.
It's a myriad of issues, including theft and vandalism. We've also started to characterize it as a syndicate, because immediately when you fix it, you come the next morning, the traffic signal is not working or it's flashing again.
And he insists they're not downplaying the seriousness of our collective traffic nightmare.
It's a crisis of unimaginable proportions.
He's promised interventions are being made and we'll start seeing an improvement soon, but he won't commit to any timeframes. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.